Good morning. Skies remain mostly clear to partly cloudy overnight across interior New York and New England, and most everyone waking up to temperatures ranging from the middle 50s to the lower 60s. Areas of fog have developed as well overnight, especially near bodies of water, but that fog will tend to mix out with the rising sun, which will dominate the weather for most of the day today for a good chunk of the region. Some clouds will tend to mix in, especially closer to a slow-moving front, which is headed toward the St. Lawrence Valley from southern parts of Ontario and into central and western New York. A few showers may fire off along this front and skim the northernmost reaches of New York and New England through the afternoon hours today, while the rest of the region enjoys a mix of sun and clouds and temperatures pushing into the lower 80s. Skies will remain partly to mostly cloudy tonight, and that front will drift ever so slowly closer to the region. There is the risk of a scattered shower in the same places, northern and western parts of our area, while the rest of the region stays dry and overnight lows stay in the lower 60s. As we get into the day on Wednesday, the same type of setup, which will feature that front to our north and west and slowly working its way in our direction. The result will be a mix of sun and clouds, but again, still dry as the front will be too far away, with highs in the lower 80s. Finally, the front will settle over us on Thursday and push through the region. This is the best chance for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms associated with the front across our area, and skies will be partly sunny otherwise, with highs again in the lower 80s. Behind the front, high pressure will build in for the end of the week, and we can expect mostly sunny skies on Friday, with highs back down into the lower 70s on the cooler side of the front, and staying in the mid-70s to open up the weekend on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds. The next front will head our way for the day on Sunday, and it looks like scattered showers and thunderstorms will be likely, with partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s. A return to dry weather to start next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a highly dramatic shift in weather conditions will continue to sweep through the northern and central portions of the country over the next 24 hours as the persistent record heat over the west to the central high plains is being dramatically replaced by a surge of extremely cold air from Canada for this time of year. The most drastic change has occurred over the central high plains, where record highs in the 90s to around 100 have plunged all the way to near freezing this morning behind that Arctic cold front. Blustery northerly winds and areas of snow are occurring from Wyoming down to central Colorado. Snow is forecast to accumulate 6 inches or more at many locations, with the highest totals reaching up to 2 feet on the highest elevations of the Rockies. Temperatures are forecast to stay in the 30s today in these areas, which is as much as 50 degrees below normal. In addition to the cold and snow, a swath of heavy rain can be expected across the upper Midwest north of the sharp front. The strong dynamics associated with the front will also trigger heavy rain and thunderstorms tonight into tomorrow across western to central Texas. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 48 degrees, with a west wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 31 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 62 degrees, the dew point 61, 96% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.09 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston partly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs near 70. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 76 degrees, the low 55. The average temperature 66, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 37 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 33 hundredths below normal, and 24.28 inches for the year, which is 2.57 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 55. The record high, 94, set in 2015, and the record low, 34, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 6:28 a.m., sunset this evening 7:17 p.m., 12 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny with the risk of a shower today, mainly near the Canadian border, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. A shower or thunderstorm tonight, lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s. Partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms Thursday in the lower 80s. Mostly sunny, lower 70s on Friday. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s Saturday. A chance of scattered showers and storms on Sunday in the mid-70s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 70s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.